Hi, Mayor.
Preston, how are you? How are you doing? How's Lady Bird and the family?
Well, we got one girl left yesterday to go to way out Thailand, I guess, on R&R, and the other one just came back. All the grandchildren are doing well, and we're mighty grieved about your man Walker's statements and the play they've got.
To see if you could prevail upon Clark, our fellow's down there today, and Clark is inclined not to want to indict for a conspiracy to riot the fellows that have been plaguing you for 3 or 4 years, Dillinger and Hayden and Davis and Hoffman. I wonder if you try to bolster them up a little bit and say, see, if we don't, they'll end up, all they'll indict is Chicago policemen, and they let the people who caused the riots out here go scot-free.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what...
Does our district attorney have the evidence that he thinks he needs on these?
He has the evidence, and he has to get the okay of the attorney general. And he's down there today, and the word around is the attorney general won't approve it. But gee, it'd be a terrible travesty on justice if we can't bring the Dillingers and the Haydens and the Davises and the Hoffmans. All these guys have been chasing you around, and insurrection at the Pentagon and at the White House and everything else. He's got an iron and cad case against them on a conspiracy to riot. And he's got all the evidence and everything else. All he has to do is get the green light from the Attorney General to go ahead.
I think if he doesn't get it, I don't know what this Attorney General will do. We'll talk to him. But I think if he doesn't get it, he ought to go on anyway.
Well, he can't. Under the recent Civil Rights Act, you have to have the permission of the Attorney General. That was put in there before you can get indictments under this Civil Rights Act. And that's where he's trying them, on a conspiracy to violate the civil rights of other people. And this was put in the last session of the legislature with a distinct provision that the Attorney General must okay it.
What's the background of this fellow Walker?
Well, he's one of these fellas always on the left and the fringe and always against everyone. He was in Stevenson's cabinet, and he's one of these pseudo-liberals that, you know, lives up in Kenilworth, comes in and sheds his crocodile tears to the people in Chicago. He did a hell of a hatchet job. I knew as soon as they appointed him, we were dead. Because all he did was take comments from people, and he has no substantiation, he has no identification, he has no follow-up at all. All he did is take statements. Anyone could make a statement, and he put it in the report. He's a bad man. He's attorney for Montgomery Ward, and they're getting a hell of a going over from a lot of people who are really incensed in Chicago. But I was hoping that we'd get a chance. If we come out with the indictments of these men, it'll sort of justify us. If we come out just with the indictment of policemen, then we're dead.
Are they going to indict some policemen?
Yes, they are.
Have they got a case on them?
They think they have. And this will really be bad. But we're letting the fellows that are really responsible for this whole thing go scot-free.
Yeah.
And if you can help, I'd appreciate it. How are you feeling yourself?
I feel good. And I'll get back to you.
Thanks, Mr. President.